Welcome, welcome, dear sisters, to Return of the Priestess. It is a joy to welcome you yet again. And this is Dawn Delvecchio, your host and facilitating priestess. And I am very excited to share our speaker with you today and healing work with the goddess Isis. And before we begin, let us ground and center and gather together energetically, together as one circle around the earth, and also within ourselves to become available for the transmissions and the gifts of our time together. So if it's safe for you to do so, go ahead and close your eyes. And if you'd like to place one hand on the womb space, one hand on your heart, you can do that. And we'll begin with a nice deep breath. Breathing deeply into the belly, really opening up the space within yourself to receive this time, this present moment awareness, and exhaling to deeply settle into yourself. And again, breathing in, letting the breath take you inward, deep within, to your womb wisdom, your heart wisdom. And then exhaling to release all that does not serve you, that you may become fully here with us. And one more breath in, allowing yourself this time, this moment, this breath, and exhaling. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. Today, our topic is heart healing with the goddess Isis. And it is my pleasure to introduce you to Michelle Mayer, who is an Amazon number one best-selling author for her inspirational self-help book, Embraced by the Divine. The angelic realms and the divine feminine energies of love and compassion are strongly present in all of Michelle's healing work. She is an energy healer, a hypnotherapist based in Melbourne, Australia, and working with clients globally. Michelle, thank you so much for coming on. I hope I didn't mangle your last name. Sorry.
No, you did a great job. Thank you so much for having me. It just seems like such beautiful timing to be sharing this information.
Yes, and who could have predicted, you know, when we first spoke, I can't remember if I was still in Thailand then, but we could not have predicted that this was going to happen. So yeah, many, many experiences since then. And so yes, there's certainly a significant timing to this that we were joking about before we got on, that had I known the foresight, I may have resisted this call that Divine Mother asked of me. So, tried to overthink it, if you will. So, yeah. Well, so let us begin. And I'm very eager for you to share some things about your journey for the sisters on the call to get to know you more, those who don't already know you. And how did you come to be working with heart healing and Isis and priestessing and taking women through the priestess path journey in the way that you do?
Okay, lot of questions there. So basically, even as a young child, I was fascinated by ancient Egypt, as many of us start on this path, and I always wanted to go to Egypt. I wanted to be an archaeologist, and then I decided against that because there's a lot of hot sand there and maybe it wasn't such a good job after all. But anyway, many, many, many years later, I now have a close friend who is an archaeologist on the Giza Plateau. And that's great. And I think I made the right decision. But I found that I was channeling stuff. I was channeling poetry and I had no idea where it was coming from, what it meant, what the significance was. This is back in 1995. And I came across something called Sekhem, which is an ancient Egyptian version of energy channeling. And I learned it and I took to it like a duck to water. It just seemed completely natural. It felt like I was remembering rather than actually learning. But the Sekhem system is based around the goddess Sekhmet, the ancient Egyptian lion-headed goddess. And even though I resonated with her work, I also learned about the goddess Isis, and I resonated more with her work. I just felt that sense of her loving, compassionate, nurturing mother energy from very early on in the piece. And I wanted to go to Egypt. That was a non-negotiable. And I figured out the way I could do this was actually by doing my research really, really well over a space of about a year as to the ideal tour for spiritual people. And then I facilitated a number of these spiritual Egypt tours. Every time I was in temples dedicated to Isis, I had these really profound, profound experiences, intensely emotional experiences. It felt like being covered, surrounded, embraced in incredible, nurturing, loving mother energy. It's the only way I can describe it. So after that, I received, a few years later, I actually received an energetic download of a complete system of healing from the goddess Isis. And we may go into that a little bit later. But she's been very present in all of my healing work. I work a lot with the angelic realms as well. And I often see her when I'm doing energy healing with people. She, wherever I'm standing around that person, she will be standing there opposite me. And I feel the energy. It's like we're working as a team. And I would definitely not say under any circumstances that I'm doing it. I'm the vessel for the healing to flow through. That's it. That conduit, that bit of plastic pipe, if you were, but I feel incredibly gifted to have developed such a close relationship with the goddess Isis over the years. She also always asks me to call her mother Isis. She's not so keen on goddess Isis. She prefers me to call her mother Isis. So if I say mother Isis, that's who I mean.
Beautiful. So would you tell us a little bit about some of these experiences you take women on in Egypt?
Yes, I'm not running them currently. Obviously, it's not safe enough to do so. But basically, after doing a lot of research, I realized that even though the Egyptians don't work exactly with chakras, there is a loose connection to the chakra system, starting from the Earth Star Chakra, which is the Isis temple in Philae, and going up along the Nile, up through the different temples. So the tours that I was facilitating basically were starting at the Earth Star Chakra and going up through the different chakras to basically finish at the Sphinx and the King's Chamber of the Great Pyramid. I also arranged private time for us as our group so we could do our spiritual and healing work. In Sekhmet's chapel, in the king's chamber, between the paws of the Sphinx. So we created essences, vibrational medicine. We did a whole lot of things. One of the trips that we took in particular, I had an extremely talented group of healers, all doing their own thing, sort of all experts in their own field. And we finished up, because it seemed to be really important in the higher realms that we did our healing work. We were there for a reason. We weren't there for a holiday. And even though we didn't know exactly why we were there, we knew that we were being guided. Mm-hmm. Our tour guide for that trip happened to have his brother as a chief inspector of the Giza Plateau. Mm. So what a beautiful coincidence. So no money changed hands, nothing like that. Basically, brother to brother said, look, just, you know, this is a special group here. Just give them some time to do whatever it is they need to do. So we finished up because of this connection through our tour guide. We had the entire Giza Plateau to ourselves for 2 hours. Wow. Now this, if anybody's ever been there, you'll know that's unheard of.
Wow.
It's basically usually crawling with thousands of tourists from dawn till dusk. And we had the entire area, so the entire area with the Sphinx, all the different pyramids there, it was mind blowing. And some of the people, you know, it sort of got back to us afterwards that some of the mounted guards who surround the Giza Plateau were saying, who are these people? Are they movie stars, royalty? No, nope, just little old us. But it's really important that we did that work when we did it. So yeah, it was very, very powerful.
Wow. So Mother Isis really is facilitating opening doors when necessary.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. We had some amazing doors open, and it's like you could not set these things up no matter how hard you tried to organize it and think it through. It was just meant to be. We were there for a reason.
Indeed. So at this time, do you also do virtual work? It says you work, I read that you, and I use that quote in your bio, that you work with women around the world. So I presume you work in this kind of capacity over Zoom or something?
Absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm. I've been doing the international work now for about 9 years. And only recently, because of the you-know-what stuff that we're going through at the moment, I've had to take my Melbourne clients online as well. So I've got a few of my Melbourne clients going through a little bit of a learning curve at the moment as they negotiate Zoom and Skype and things. But hey, you know, it's working. You know, we're getting there.
Great. Great. And I'd love for you to share a little bit, if you would, about how you first received the Goddess Isis Healing of Love Energy Healing System, and anything you want to say about that, just to give us an idea of what that is.
Sure. It came to me in two parts. I wasn't expecting or asking for anything. I was just meditating in bed one morning, and I suddenly felt the placement of energetic hands over my body in particular sequence. And I thought, okay, this is really unusual. What's this about? And it felt very special, and I could feel the energies moving very strongly through my body with these hand placements. So when the process seemed to have finished, I just got up, scribbled down the hand placements as best I could remember them. And then I went back to bed and asked for some guidance, and I was told this was an activation from Isis. And I then asked to be given the series of hand sequences again, so that I actually knew, or that I actually had them right in case I'd scribbled down something wrongly in my haste. Mm-hmm. So I was given the sequence again. And then I worked with that, first of all, starting on friends, you know, see, mm-hmm. you know, want to help me out here, see what this does, how you experience it. And then I realized very early on it was an extremely powerful activation. Mm-hmm. So I then started using it with other people, and the feedback I was getting was amazing. In the interim, I was told that I would be getting the first level of an actual healing system that this activation was the lead in to. So I thought, wow, that's pretty special. And, you know, like, why me? Why me? Probably because at some level I'd answered the call. Yeah. But I finished up with needing to go through a process of purification, mind, body, and spirit, to prepare me for receiving the first level of the Isis healing system. So I was told that I would be receiving the system sometime while I was on a holiday to Bali with my daughter. She'd won a scholarship to Green Supercamp there. So, you know, what was our first time ever to Bali? And anyway, each day, it's like me being really impatient, patience not being one of my, you know, greatest virtues. And I'm saying, am I going to get it today? Is today the day? Am I going to get the system? Anyway, 2 weeks and nothing. And I got to the point, I thought, I must have imagined the whole thing. I must have been completely delusional. You know, I'll just put it down to experience, let it go, surrender it now. So I did. I just let it go completely. Last day of my trip, I dropped my daughter off at the Green Super Camp. I checked out of the hotel. I had a flight that evening, so I basically had a whole day to kill, and I thought, what am I going to do? Went back to the resort that I'd been staying at and was just sitting waiting for my lunch in the open air restaurant. And suddenly I got this massive hit of energy straight down through my crown chakra, wondering what on earth had happened, what was going on, and everything started to swim and swirl around me, and that continued for about 48 hours. It was very, very powerful. I felt like a cork being tossed around, bobbed around on the surface of the ocean. So I had no conscious idea of what I'd received. I did understand that it was the system that I was told that I was going to be getting. Once I surrendered, that's when it came to me.
Yeah.
When I got back to Melbourne, within the following 3 weeks, I started to get bits and pieces coming up as a conscious level of what I'd actually received as a pure energy download. And that's when I started to piece this level one of the system together. I've since gone on and done a level two, but for most people, the level one is absolutely plenty. They don't need more than the level one at the moment. So the system itself, we've got the activation, which people can actually get later on. You know, there'll be a link in the call on the website. The people can get the activation. They may like to go on and do more of this healing system itself. The healing system is very high vibration, and it feels like it's been gifted to me as having heeded the call to step up and awaken more of the priestess energy, to anchor in more of the divine feminine, not only into ourselves, but also into Mother Earth. So it's a form of healing that works not only on the individual or small groups, but it works on the planet. So you don't have to focus separately on giving the planet healing. It just happens automatically as part of the process. It's very, very high vibration. It works on the heart in particular. That's why the whole system is called Goddess Isis Healing of Love System. And it helps to connect people to the divine feminine, to the divine in general. It helps people to awaken to more of their healing gifts, to bring those online, whether they realize they have any or not, and to develop those further. And it also helps to shift people's vibration. So for instance, if someone came to me as a new client and they were suffering from issues around a relationship breakup, probably the Isis healing would not be the first thing that I would go to in my toolbox, because this seems to be very targeted for those people who are feeling that call of the priestess within them to awaken to the divine feminine and to bring that in their own respective ways into Earth and her people. So that's why it's very different to most energy healing systems out there.
And an activation in a sense.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
The whole thing feels like activation.
So let me get this straight. So the first thing is an activation, then there's level one and level two. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. And so do people have to be physically with you to be able to receive these?
No, I've done a lot of these activations online, internationally. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, people in Melbourne before we had, you know, what setting would come and see me personally and, you know, receive it personally, but it can be done remotely as well. Distance is not an issue, as most of the people on the call will understand. Yeah. We're all connected energetically, so it doesn't matter if we're sitting in the same room or if we're on the other side of the world, it works just as well.
Right. Beautiful. Wow. This sounds like a very delicious experience. And I love, you know, we think about healing. We often talk about healing as like we're wounded and we need to heal. But this is something else. This really is like the next level of the call.
Yeah, this is about, it's a quantum leap up. It's shifting you vibrationally to be at a higher vibration. So for instance, in what all of us are currently going through, it's about giving us the tools so that we don't get stuck in the fear and the anxiety of the collective consciousness, so that we can continue to work on ourselves to raise our vibration and to be that light that people need at this time in these circumstances.
Which is exactly the intent of this entire series, of course. And again, not having known how relevant it would be to the timing of us developing it and bringing it forward. So I'm wondering, Michelle, if you feel ready to share with us your experience that you have today, which I'm so excited for you to share.
Did you want the big experience or the little experience?
Well, I mean, what's the big experience? 10, 15 minutes?
Yeah, probably about that.
Yeah, let's do it. We have time.
Okay, yeah. Beautiful. All right. So basically, if you're driving a car or anywhere else where you're not able to fully concentrate on this, please just listen to the replay and do this another time. But for everybody else, just settling yourself in, getting yourself nice and cozy. That's right. And taking some nice, long, slow, deep breaths in and out. And just notice yourself coming back to center, feeling grounded, and feeling your body easily and effortlessly drifting into a deep and peaceful state of relaxation. While you continue to breathe deeply, I would like to invite in the goddess Isis, Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, and all the highest vibration beings of light and love who would like to assist in this process today, calling forth the priestesses and high priestesses, both in flesh and from eons past, who want to assist us in this process of connecting more deeply to the priestess energy. And just feeling, noticing, getting a sense of a silky softness, nurturing, loving energy just wrapping itself around you. The energy of the Divine Feminine. And taking your awareness now to the top of your head, to your crown chakra, to the energy center there that has a beautiful lotus bud sitting right in the center, a beautiful white lotus bud. Just rotating that lotus bud slowly, most likely anti-clockwise, whatever feels most comfortable for you. Just opening that lotus bud up into a full, beautiful lotus flower in bloom until you can see the golden yellow stamens in its very center. Now, the crown chakra is open and pouring in through your open crown chakra is golden glitter energy direct from Isis herself pouring in, filling your crown and moving down into your heart. Direct connection now of the golden glitter energy of the Isis energy pouring forth now down and into your heart and allowing that energy to build with every breath. And notice that heart beginning to fill with the Isis energy expanding, glowing, becoming brighter, more and more light in that heart until the heart feels so expansive. You become aware of a beautiful vortex of energy over the heart, a vortex of energy of rainbow light. It's allowing that vortex of rainbow light energy to form now over that heart. And feeling a spiraling, a suctioning, a vortex of this energy now, all the lower vibration stuff, any heartache, grief, sadness, emotional hurt and pain, all now being spiraled up and out of the heart and surrounding area, up and through into this vortex of rainbow light, spiraling up, 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 and being transmuted back to light. If there is any resistance to letting go of any of that lower vibrational stuff that no longer serves you, just say in your mind, it is safe to let this go, and I am safe. And as the clearing completes itself, that spiraling vortex of rainbow light energy is drawn up to the higher realms and transmuted back to light. And the Isis energy now flows down through the heart, still that heart area glowing and brilliant, and goes down now, continuing into the solar plexus, the abdominal area. Just allowing the energy now to flow down in to that solar plexus area. Becoming aware of a beam of light, a strengthening of this light from the divine feminine directly in to your solar plexus. Solar plexus now, which when in balance is about being in our personal power, being confident, having good self-esteem, having strong self-worth. But when it's out of balance, it's about fear, lack of confidence, feeling not good enough, unworthy, and other lower vibration congested emotions. So notice now your solar plexus beginning to glow with the golden light to expand as all of that stuff, that lower vibration stuff that no longer serves you, is being drawn up to the surface of that solar plexus. Once again, a beautiful vortex of rainbow light energy forms directly above the solar plexus, drawing up all of that lower vibration stuff into the vortex of rainbow light, allowing to spiral up and out and be transmuted back to the light. And if anyone is feeling any level of resistance in that solar plexus, then just say in your mind, it's safe to let this go, and I am safe. And just feel it release. When the release is complete, the vortex of rainbow light energy will spiral up and out and back into the light for transmutation. It's allowing the energies now of the divine feminine to build within you, to continue to build even further. That solar plexus now, feeling more stable, calmer, more at peace. And that heart filled with so much energy of the divine feminine, that it is overflowing with divine love. And this causes you to be like a beacon of light, shining your light around the world, sending out a call to priestesses, both awakening and evolving everywhere, maybe millions around the world. Becoming aware now of a soul to soul and heart to heart bonding of energy with both awakening and evolving priestesses around the world. And your beacon of light enhances, enriches their beacons of light as well, drawing us all together in unity, drawing us together in the energy of the divine feminine, in compassion, love, mutual support, nurturing, letting go of the old paradigm of fear, competition, separation, and greed. And you can shift your awareness, your attention, easily, effortlessly, of the soul-to-soul connections that we are all making with each other, everyone on this call, as we are drawn together in sacred groups so that we can continue to feel supported, loved, encouraged, enriched by the Divine Feminine. We are not alone. We are never alone. That is merely the illusion. The divine has our back. All we ever need to do is ask for help on our journey on the priestess path. And it is given. Be open to receive it in whatever form it comes. Now just resting into this energy, building the energies even further, soul to soul, heart to heart, priestess to priestess. Noticing beacons of light throughout the world, in all continents of the world, connecting together. In unity, there is no ego, there is only love, priestess to priestess, soul to soul. And now, as we rest into that energy even deeper, as we integrate that energy into every level and dimension of our being, right down into the DNA, notice the presences of the Divine Feminine around us, around the world, assisting us on our journey. We have been called for this. We have signed up for this at some level as part of our soul contract. All the help we need is always there for us. Remember, the divine has our back. So now, just asking that you begin to come back into full waking consciousness, asking that you be brought back in full and perfect vibrational alignment into your physical body. Asking the divine, especially the goddess Isis, if there is any recalibration energetically that needs to take place within each and anyone and every one of us, just asking that that recalibration be done now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Infinite love and gratitude. Just becoming aware of your feet firmly on the ground. It's giving you a little count up now, bringing you back to full waking awareness. One, starting to feel the energy coming back up through the feet and the hands. Two, more and more energy up through the arms and the legs now. Three, feeling blood pressure, heart rate and pulse returning to a normal, healthy level for you. Four, getting closer to the surface, feeling fully invigorated. And five, eyes open, wide awake, coming right back into the room. Fully back in your body, having a bit of a stretch if you need one. Welcome back, everyone.
Oh, I loved that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you, Isis.
Thank you, Mother Isis. And your voice is so soothing.
Thank you, baby. That's why I was also drawn to become a hypnotherapist, because I combine energy work and hypnotherapy very frequently in my work.
Yeah, it really shows. I'm also trained in hypnotherapy, although it's not my strongest tool. But just hearing your voice, I was like, oh yeah, I can surrender and trust this guidance. It feels so good. Thank you. That was gorgeous. And I really felt the connection of the sisterhood and love that. Really loved it. Thank you. I hope you all sisters did as well.
I just felt the need to have that as my theme, if you like, for the meditation. But then let the higher realms fill in all the gaps, which they did beautifully. Thank you. Yes. But it just felt really important that you have such a beautiful group of people, predominantly women, but also males as well, who are now ready to really connect with this energy of the divine feminine, who are ready to draw forth that priestess energy. And it just seemed too good an opportunity to miss, to let all those amazing people that you've drawn together for this series not have an even deeper connection and bonding. That seemed like a good opportunity.
Thank you. Yes, it feels very right. As when we talked about this before we started recording, I was like a double thumbs up. So thank you again. So for the people who want to get in touch with you, how do they find you?
Okay, so this is service basically now, because I have this really strong need to just give something of great value away because of what everyone is going through and how the lives of so many people are being turned upside down. I didn't want anything like money to even be in the piece at the moment. So I usually charge a reasonable amount for this Goddess Isis activation of the healing heart. This is my gift to everyone on the call, because of the Awakening Priestess. It seems to be a tool that so many people should get into their hands at this time, because it works on the heart, clears the heart to a very deep level, works on the pineal gland as well, and balances the chakras and a whole lot more. And you'll find out when you experience it for yourself. So it's available as an MP3 download on my website. So the link, which I believe Dawn is going to have available anyway, but just to let you guys know, if for whatever reason you miss out on the link, my website is angelwingshealing.com, and the gift is /Isis-gift. So you can find, if you go onto that, you can download the meditations, and you can also just check out a whole lot of the other stuff that I do too. You can check out the general Isis work and the other modalities that I work in, and love to hear from you. So please feel free to reach out, contact form on my website as well. Reach out, whatever.
Great.
You need to. I'm always welcoming to people who are on a priestess path, who are committed to healing and creating a better world.
Thank you. That's a very generous gift. Thank you so much. And this is the activation that comes before the level one, correct?
Absolutely, yep.
Wow, okay, beautiful. Thank you so much for your time today, Michelle.
That's okay. And look, just putting it out there, if anybody does particularly want to work one-on-one with me with the Isis activation, that's fine too. Love to do that anywhere in the world, but that is a paid product. It's the audio, which is the gift sure. at the moment. So
sure.
just putting it out there.
Great. Thank you. And sisters, thank you for being here. Please let us know your experience in the Facebook group. I'd love to hear from you if, you know, what your message from Isis was or how that felt for us to connect heart to heart around the world. Anything you want to share, it would be lovely. Your experiences with Isis generally, if she is one of your guiding mother goddesses. And stay with us because we have many more speakers for you. So wishing you much love for now, and we will see you on the next call. Thank you so much.
Thank you.